All right, mm-hmm. Welcome. This is episode 2 of Sammy's Hammy Sammies. I said it this time without laughing in the middle of it, but I laughed right at the end. So this is Tori, my second guest ever. Welcome, Tori.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be the second guest.
Yeah. It was going to be my brother, but he was sick.
And I'm also just cooler.
Yeah.
Your brother.
Well, we'll see who has the better metrics on their podcast episode. So you better go out there and promote it.
I'm gonna post it on my Instagram to my like 5 followers.
Yeah. So welcome. You have a sandwich, presumably, and also a topic that you've been.
I did.
We talked about a topic. The first time I
asked
you. Yes,
but I did not do that topic because it was not a ham sandwich.
Oh.
And I like to follow rules.
Okay.
So a side note, Sam and I have talked before about my love-hate relationship with the Reuben sandwich and how I can rant very long about how it is very different no matter where you order it.
Right.
But should I reveal the sandwich I have made?
Well, I thought Reuben's contained some pork product.
I have pastrami.
Oh, pastrami. I don't know what I'm thinking of, but it's not a Reuben, obviously.
No.
I guess you could
Reuben,
put...
it's just...
Yeah. Hmm. I guess you could put bacon on it, though that's not really a Reuben at that point, is it?
Yeah, I mean, like, is there a sandwich police that would come and, like, arrest us if we make a variation to a Reuben sandwich? Because the main thing is you got the sauerkraut pastrami and like Thousand Island-esque dressing.
Yeah.
But I feel like you could pepper in some other things in there. It could still be considered
a ham sandwich.
A ham sandwich slash Reuben.
Yeah.
But that's not what I did today.
That's not what you did. So what did you do today, Tori?
Well, it's not very pretty anymore because I ate some bites of it. But these are Monte Cristo Brie sliders.
Ooh, Monte Cristo Brie sliders. So sliders, they're little ones. It looked like just
now,
two halves.
I say sliders because that's what the recipe said, but I bought just normal French bread.
Oh.
So,
so it's
they
a regular,
are like it's giant version
giant.
Of sliders.
Mm-hmm. Full-sized Monte Cristo sliders.
Yeah, because like I guess a slider, are you able to eat that in one bite? Because I could
two
try.
Or three, four, yeah. You could.
But I don't know if anyone wants to see that.
And I think sliders you would normally expect to see served in like groups of 2 or 3.
Right? That's true. With maybe a little toothpick in it.
Yeah. I think that's what you call a slider.
They're not sliders. That's just what the recipe said. I should have just said Monte Cristo. But it's not the same exactly as Monte Cristo. It's just inspired by one.
Okay. So I'll reveal my sandwich and then you'll tell me what is different about your Monte Cristo slider that makes it not a Monte Cristo and makes it a slider instead.
Okay.
So this where's the front? Ooh. There. This is a Spacon Spam Handwich. So if you'll look in there, there's some thicker pieces of spam here. There. This is terrible. Here. And then there's two layers of alternating spacon, which is spam bacon, and Swiss cheese. And the larger pieces are marinated or glazed in teriyaki on top of some caramelized onions and then some lettuce on top. And I made this a couple times to test it out. I never did the teriyaki, so we'll see how that's different, but let me tell you, it's pretty good. So let's take a bite. I do too.
Okay. Oh. Let me know how it goes. Mm.
Oh my God.
I'll take a bite of mine as well.
Oh. Mm, the teriyaki kind of soaked into the bread.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Did you toast it?
I didn't.
Okay.
I think I would in the future. Just 'cause it like toasting you get a little bit less sogginess
Yeah.
if things kind of seep
I
into
just,
it.
I always like a toasted sandwich, which I guess is more of a melt than
Well, you're toasting the
a regular
whole
one.
sandwich then, not just the bread.
That's
Right.
true. I guess depending, do you toast bread first or whole
Yeah.
sandwich? I toasted my whole sandwich.
Okay, so that's how a Monte Cristo is made though. So it's not a toasted
So
Monte Cristo, it's just a
Monte
Monte
Cristo
Cristo.
is normally like deep fried,
Oh,
and
really?
I do
Okay.
not have a deep fryer.
Yeah.
So I instead put it on the stove top.
Yeah.
But that's really the kind of the only difference. I also put some green onions in there.
Ooh.
And it's a mix of turkey and ham, and then brie cheese, and then some green onions, and then also a layer of raspberry jam.
Ooh.
And then I put, after it was all fried up, I put some powdered sugar on it because that's how you always top your Monte Cristo. But the slider part was just the name. This is clearly not slider
Yeah,
sides.
that's a whole sandwich.
Yeah, it's a whole sandwich.
Yeah. Nice. So tell me more about the Monte. So the only difference is that, is there a difference between a regular Monte
I
Cristo
mean,
and that one? Or what you made?
I think it's just the traditional one is like deep fried,
Deep
so it's
fried instead
more
of pan fried.
like,
Right.
yeah. And so
Oh,
instead
okay.
of pan fried,
Do they batter
that's
it?
kind of the main. And then it usually, yeah. So they usually batter it and then deep fry it. They usually don't have the onions in there. And then I don't know if they always use brie.
Oh,
I think
right.
it usually has kind of more
Isn't it Swiss?
of a Swiss,
Yeah.
yeah, I think flavor, but I don't like brie cheese on its own, but I do like it when it's like melted. So it's a pretty good sandwich, I think.
Nice. I also
Yeah.
think brie benefits from jam or some sort of sweetness.
Yeah, like a good baked brie with like a spicy jelly with it is always a
Ooh.
good choice.
Yeah. Nice.
That's leading more towards like charcuterie board style, not
Right.
sandwich. That's a pot different podcast.
Right. So now that mine has fallen apart slightly, you can see that the Spakin, you just kind of fry it up until it's like crispy. And it really does taste kind of it, not like bacon, but bacony. And
All
it's
right.
all crispy and stuff. It's really good.
I've only had spam once. And I remember liking it, but it's not something like I don't go to the store and be like, oh, I want to buy some spam. But I had a good experience once with spam, I guess.
Yeah. I did not eat spam until I was in college at least. And then I don't even know what prompted it or what event led to me eating spam, but it's not a thing you typically eat in our region in the Northwest. Right? It's
Exactly.
not like a
Unless you go
regional
to like a
thing.
Hawaiian style
Right.
restaurant, yeah.
And that's probably where I had it the first
I think
time.
I feel like it, yeah, it's usually like someone else introduces it to you, and then you're like, oh yeah, this isn't some weird joke thing
Right.
that people laugh about.
Yeah. It's like real food that
Actual
a lot of
food.
people in the world eat. And I think it's
Yeah.
good. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think, yeah. So there's a L&L barbecue. I don't know if you've ever gone to that place. I know it's a chain. There's some up and down the sound.
I don't think so.
But they have spam masubu, which is like a slice of spam on a bed of rice wrapped in seaweed. Just to like hold it. So it's like a spam sushi, but it's like a whole slice, so it's big like that.
That sounds good.
It is good. Yeah.
Feel like I saw that when I was like in Hawaii a long
Yeah,
time ago,
probably.
but I know
It's like a
Hawaiians
popular
like
snack thing.
spam. Yeah,
Yeah.
sounds good.
Yeah. And then yeah, I bought like 5 cans of spam for testing. This took like almost a whole can. Excuse me. Okay, I'm gonna cut that out. That
No, leave
was
it
gross. Maybe. We'll see.
in.
So I went to the grocery store that our our closest grocery store that we usually go to, and they did not have Spam. Apparently, there's been a shortage recently. And like for a week, they didn't have any. So I went one day just to see what they, or just to get regular groceries. And I was like, oh, I should get some Spam because I'm going to do this. And they didn't have any. And then like I went 4 or 5 days later and they still didn't have any. I went to the other grocery store in our area across the street and they had 3 cans, which is crazy.
Did you buy them all?
I bought 2 of them. I didn't need all of them. So, and I didn't want to leave someone else.
You're a nice and loved one behind.
Yeah. I didn't need it that desperately. But yeah, it's they're having a national shortage right now, which is interesting. It's not something you really think of as being scarce, but it is right now.
Yeah, I just kind of think of Spam as just always there.
Yeah.
Watching me in the grocery store.
I guess there's been a there was a pork shortage. A couple months ago, like month 2 of quarantine, it was kind of hard to get pork products in general, but maybe that kind of led to...
Is that why the McRib didn't come out?
Yes.
I don't actually know if the McRib came out. I'm saying that like a fact. I have actually no idea.
Yeah, I feel like that they came out with it within the last year, and that includes a lot of pandemic, a lot of plague time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think we're going to see the McRib for a while. Or
R.I.P.
They've still been producing as much pork as they have been, but haven't been able to distribute it. And the prices
That's
are going to tank or something soon.
And
I guess
pork
we'll see.
For us all.
We will see what the pork has wrought. yeah.
That will be like next month. Of every month of quarantine has had a weird theme. Next one will be like return of the pork
for
vengeance.
Pork overflow. Everyone go buy a freezer so you can buy pork. Stock up on pork. Oh my God, could you imagine? Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know. Every month has been so weird. If a crazy pork incident happens, it wouldn't surprise
it would not be surprising. Yeah.
I'd just be like, oh, okay.
Yep, it's the pork month.
Better than murder bees.
Murder bees. Murder hornets. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, whatever they were.
I didn't click a link about murder hornets until, like, the second month they were talking about them. Because I was like, I don't have time for whatever this is.
Just like, I don't need this in my life.
I don't need this. I don't need to know. It's not, it hasn't really affected me yet. So it's probably fine. Well,
we can't even go outside right now, yeah, so
I mean, know.
I dare a murder hornet to try to come and get me.
Yeah.
Don't actually, if they are listening to me.
Please stay outside. Murder hornets. I don't know about you. The smoke here has been fairly bad to the point where we're not opening the windows and running the air filter and everything, but...
Yeah, I don't really go outside
because
I'm just inside working the whole time, so it... Like, when I look out the window, it just looks really, like, foggy. First 2 days it was where just it was more hazy. That orange tint.
Yeah.
But I'm inside, and my house always stays pretty cold. So during the day, I'm always like, oh, it's fall, and it's just chilly and foggy outside. And then I'll go outside and be like, oh, it actually is still really hot. Like,
terrible.
Like, this is not what it's like inside. I'm like, oh, it's cozy. And then outside, I'm like, nope, we're dying.
Yeah. It's our house does not stay cool at all. So it's been pretty bad.
Yeah.
We have one air conditioner that doesn't do a very good job. So it's rough, but I think it's getting better. This weekend was just really bad. Saturday,
yeah.
Sunday.
And I think it's supposed to rain the next few days. So
hopefully that brings
Seattle.
Down some of the smoke.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yes, it would.
At least we'll have our sandwiches.
We will always have our sandwiches. And to make my spaken... Wait, what did I call it? Spaken hand...
Spaken spam...
Spaken spam handwich.
Handwich.
Yeah.
Mouthful.
I don't need to grill or make any more smoke. You just do it right on the stove. So, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'll, and I have one more can of Spam. Doesn't that look so good?
So you make it again.
I can make it again.
It does look really good.
It is very good. I'll post the recipe so that no one will ever make it.
Oh, good. I'll cross post you. We'll do a little Instagram collaboration. Mm. Do you want to hear some of the history of the Monte Cristo and why I chose this sandwich?
I would love to.
Okay. So my first experience with the Monte Cristo sandwich was at the Blue Bayou restaurant in Disneyland, which you know is one of my favorite places mm-hmm. in the world. So that was always like our special treat when we would go to Disneyland. Because we used to not go as frequently as I go now. Now I have money, so I can actually go. And so we'd always be like, oh, we're going to have our lunch at the Blue Bayou and get the Monte Cristo. And then we later discovered you can also get it at, I think, the Riverbell Terrace, and it's much cheaper there. So now we just go there to get our Monte Cristo. But also, like Shrek was saying, he has layers. My experience with the Monte Cristo also has layers, because The Count of Monte Cristo is also my favorite book. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of, I don't think they eat the Monte Cristo in that book as far as I remember, but the name kind of plays along.
Yeah, Monte Cristo is a place.
Yeah. So, yeah. Now, as my 5 seconds of Googling and then screenshotting a page, because I am a professional and I do my research, it is believed that this sandwich was a variation of the French dish called the croque-monsieur. I don't know if I said that correctly because I took German in school, which was not helpful for any part of my life.
I took French, but that's close.
Okay.
It's sweet. Not bad.
I tried my best. But that usually had Gruyere cheese. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't fried. And then I think you can also get a different variation of that that has an egg on it. I think that's right. Like a croque madame, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then the Americans took over. And like all Americans, we like things better mm-hmm. deep fried. So then we said, we're going to take this French dish and we're going to make it better and a lot less healthy. We're going to batter it up. We're going to drop it in some oil and fry that sucker up. And that's kind of the history. But then Disneyland in the 1960s took over, or the popularity was rising of this sandwich. So they introduced it to their restaurants. Mm-hmm. And now it's become a pretty popular sandwich. Though
I like Disneyland.
I don't see it often on menus, but I also don't
look for it.
I feel like... Yeah, I feel like it's also more of like a lunch thing, and I don't often go out to lunch. So I feel like you wouldn't maybe see it on a dinner menu.
Right.
But yeah, I haven't had one at Disneyland in a while because now because they're plague. That also. I've kind of moved on a little bit from Disneyland's Monte Cristo. I also have a weird habit where I don't like at restaurants where people order the same dish.
So you can't share and try everything on the menu.
Right. Like I'll share, like say, hey, I'll share the Monte Cristo and like get like a little cup of the gumbo or something. But if everybody at the table is buying the Monte Cristo, I'm like, I can't. I'm just going to have a bite of somebody's and then I'm going to get something else. It's a very annoying habit I have. And my family knows that I try to sometimes sway their decisions away from certain things so that
you
can... we won't all order the same stuff.
Oh, I do the same.
But yeah, Yeah, so it's a popular sandwich amongst my family. So when I was talking to you earlier and I was like, do we need to have a ham or no ham? I was like, you know, Googled fancy ham sandwich recipes and looked fancy through them. Sandwiches. Yeah, and I was like, this one looks good. I'm going to make it. And it is good. Did.
Yeah.
I did, and I enjoy it. It's getting very melty.
Yeah.
The cheese is kind of going over the place, but I like that.
Yeah.
I don't like when you bite into like
spill out.
Right. Like the worst is if you make like a toasted sandwich or a melt or grilled cheese or something and you bite into it and the center part's not fully cooked.
Right.
The worst.
It's the worst.
Have you read the Reddit post from a very long time ago where that man went on a rant on the grilled cheese subreddit?
No, I don't think I have.
If you haven't, it was probably almost 10 years ago that this post happened. There's a grilled cheese subreddit and people post melts. And so this person went on this rant about how a grilled cheese is different than a melt. And I was like, yeah, because I would say a grilled cheese is just cheese.
Yeah.
And then, but then how much extra stuff do you add before it goes from melt or grilled cheese? And like, is grilled cheese a variation of a melt? Hmm. And so it was a very fun read about somebody losing their mind about grilled cheeses versus melts. Like, would be something someone would maybe post because they're like, it's grilled and it has cheese. But I would say
that's not a grilled cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
I think if to be a grilled cheese, the cheese has to be the focus.
Right. It's like
you can maybe add something, but
tomato.
Or
I don't know, something else that's not a main topping. Like, you wouldn't add ham to a grilled cheese and call it a grilled cheese. You'd call it a ham melt,
right?
Or something like that.
Right. Yeah. It's like, because I've seen people do like brie with apple slices. I would still consider that a grilled cheese, but yeah, maybe when you include meat.
Yeah. I think, if there's anything else that could be considered the main ingredient, it is not a grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And ham, right. Yeah, ham
the cheese
would be,
has to be the, like, focus.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I found the post. Would you like to hear?
Do you want
me to dramatically read the first line or first few lines?
Yes, please do.
A grilled cheese consists of only the following items, cheese, bread with spread, usually butter. This entire subreddit consists of melts. Almost every grilled cheese sandwich I see on here has other items added to it. The fact that this subreddit is called grilled cheese is nothing short of utter blasphemy. There you go.
I mean, I honestly wish I could be that passionate about something in my life.
Like, I do too. I'm trying to be that passionate about ham sandwiches, but obviously. Yeah. That's such a broader category than grilled cheese that you need to like have some leniency there. So I'm not going to be so strict as this person to say that anything, a ham sandwich can only contain pork products called ham, because obviously I just used baked spam, but even that says on the package that it contains ham.
Right. I
the
think
only
it just
ingredients
has to
are
have
ham and
some
salt.
Sort of
so
ham.
Yeah. I think any pork product makes it a ham sandwich.
I think so. I think that's
my general idea for, the future. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah. And on the previous podcast, you guys debated about sandwich versus wrap.
Right.
Which also opens up a huge debate. I know my brother and his friends have debated of what's the difference between a wrap and a burrito.
Right.
Excuse me. I just also now burped. You can leave that in or edit it out.
There's another one.
Perfect. We're even. It's hard to have a podcast where you're eating and drinking.
Yeah, exactly. I said that on the last one. It's like nobody wants to hear or see people eat on camera, but that's what this is about. So we're going to do it.
You're going to deal with it, listeners.
Yep.
Suck it up and deal with it.
Too bad.
This is what this podcast is, a serious podcast. Yep.
It's a serious podcast about ham sandwiches, okay?
We love ham sandwiches. That is the hill we are going to die on.
Yes. Okay, where were we?
Would you ever be able to have a vegetarian on the, like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're not going to exclude anyone. I just have to eat a ham sandwich.
Okay. That's the golden rule.
And my cousin, in the first episode, her sandwich didn't even have ham.
Well, yeah, that's right.
It was tofu. So, I mean, it was basically a vegetarian sandwich.
Yeah, okay.
Vegetarian wrap. And I think we'll get back into sandwiches versus wraps in the future. I said on that one that it's a sandwich, but there's more debate to be had there. So,
we'll see. It's like the same, the hot dog is a hot dog, a sandwich debate.
Right.
It's
actually, that's another thing I wanted to do. I want to take a poll of every guest and ask them, is a hot dog a sandwich?
I say no.
You say no.
And why I say no, is I consider a sandwich to be two slices of bread and a proper hot dog. The bun should not split.
Ah, okay. There you go. See, that's a really valid argument that I'm not going to say I haven't heard it, but like, that's not one of the like regular arguments is the bread splitting.
Yeah.
It's like,
and I would say a hot dog is in the umbrella of a sandwich. Like,
right.
It's in the same family. Just
but
how like I think wraps and burritos are in the same family. Right. It's, you don't say I'm having a
sandwich and then go eat a taco.
And
or eat a hot
yeah,
dog.
Like, yeah, because if you were considering a hot dog a sandwich, then you would, I feel like, have to consider a taco a sandwich.
Right.
But I don't consider a taco a sandwich.
Well, that wasn't the question.
And I know, but I'm saying, like, if someone says that a hot dog is a sandwich, yeah, I'm saying no. That's my opinion, and I'm right.
You can believe whatever you want to believe.
In this day and age, I'm saying opinions are facts.
Opinions are facts. Hot dog is not a sandwich.
For some people, it is.
Tori.
No. In the same family tree, but a distant relative of a sandwich.
Okay, great. Now, what if you split the hot dog bun?
I would still
say no. Does that invalidate your entire argument? Or is that just because it wasn't meant to be split? No, because I would say that's
like, it wasn't meant to be split.
Okay, so the way it was cut at the factory.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. So that's, And I think going back to saying, like, you aren't saying, you're saying I'm having a hot dog. You don't say I'm having a hot dog sandwich.
Right.
Yeah. You don't include the sandwich part of that.
Yeah. I'm going to go have a hot dog
sandwich. It's my hill. I will die.
It's a good hill.
If someone said that to me, I'd be like, what the heck?
What? Yeah.
Like a hot dog sandwich.
What are you talking about?
I would, if someone ordered that from me, I would probably interpret it as you would take a hot dog and slice it up and then make a sandwich out of it.
Yeah, because you could slice it long ways, slice it in half, and then lay it out on two pieces of bread, and it would be a hot dog sandwich.
Yeah.
But that's
and
not
I think
a hot
sandwiches
dog.
You also traditionally eat like this.
Right.
But a hot dog you eat more like this. Like I would, a hamburger is more of a sandwich. I would say a hamburger is a sandwich. Yeah. A hot dog. The new TikTok dance.
Yes. A hot dog or sandwich. Yeah. Well, there you have it. A hot dog is not a sandwich from Tori.
According to me.
According to Tori. Well, it has been half an hour.
Oh, that was fast.
Did you realize it's been half an hour of talking about ham sandwiches?
I could talk longer about sandwiches.
I know.
I really could talk about anything.
I feel like we only scratched the surface, so I guess we're going to have to do another one together.
Yeah, I'll have to be another guest again with a new sandwich.
Well, you'd be the same guest, but you came back a different time.
I guess that's true. I could put a hat on and be a new guest if you would like.
Fake mustache.
Yeah.
Just draw it on.
Every week.
Every week. It's just Tori in a different disguise. Talking about a different ham sandwich.
Tori spelled with an I this time.
T-O-R.
Can I plug my Instagram?
Yes.
Can I be one of those people?
Let's hear your Instagram.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm Tori Finland. I have a baking Instagram, and it's at Treats by Tori, and that is Tori spelled with a Y, like the British political party, not with an I. So Treats by Tori. I just post pictures of food that I make. So if you like pictures of food, you would like my Instagram.
You do make some very beautiful pictures of food.
Thank you. I feel like you need a theme song to like.
I do.
Go in and out of the podcast.
Play me in, Johnny. Play me out, Johnny.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have that, but I will say thank you, Tori, for coming. Yeah. That was
thank
a beautiful
you for
sandwich.
Having me.
Did you finish your sandwich?
I did not because I like felt weird eating it on camera, but I'm going to finish it up right now.
That's the whole thing.
I know. Here.
So start going while I keep doing the outro. So thank you, Tori, for coming. Go check out her Instagram, like her pictures, follow her, buy a cake if you live around here. Do you sell cakes?
Someone wants one.
Okay.
They can ask.
You can message Tori if you live around Seattle-ish area. And maybe buy a cake and or cupcakes.
Or other
know.
Things.
Or anything else. I guess they could ask you to make anything, couldn't they? You'd probably say yes.
I would say cakes aren't even my specialty. But yeah. I mean, I just love to bake whatever. So yeah.
All right.
Anything.
Well, thank you. And that's a wrap.
That's a sandwich.
That's a sandwich. That you had a sandwich. So thank you. All right.